This is Robbie Dillmore from the Christian Car Guy and Kingdom Pursuit, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it and share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
This is the United States champion.
He became my personal savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Kolov.
Now, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to another episode of It's Time to Man Up.
Popcorn. I hear popcorn popping. You what? Yeah, no, I hear like popcorn popping right now. Well, at least in my head. You can't hear it, but I can in my head. Because today, what a special, special treat for me today. Because, you know, a lot of times it's just guys on the show, right? The Man Up Show with other men, but... Man, we got a special lady in the studio today. In fact, husband and wife here today, Derek and Tavia Jackson. Welcome to the Man Up Show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Well, great to have you guys here. And right away, man, your smiles are contagious, especially Derek, your bride. I mean, she's got this glowing smile about her.
Absolutely.
Is she always smiling, Derek?
She is always.
Well, I put you on the spot of that one, didn't I?
And I rose to the challenge. She's always smiling.
Yes, you did. Yeah. Yes, although, and we're going to get into all this, although you said, hey, don't let the pretty looks fool you. She's a Marine and can challenge men to man up.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
Has she ever challenged you to man up there?
She used to come home from like boot camp because we were in college when we really, you know, our relationship flourished and got to know each other. She'd come home from boot camp and she'd show me all the new grappling moves
okay.
that she learned while I was like watching TV on the futon. Oh. So, yeah, I learned the hard way. Always be on guard.
Wow. So, Tavia, so that just kind of feeds into, I guess, maybe my first question for you. So is that where you guys met in the military? In serving?
So, we met in college at Elon University, okay. Not far from here.
Yep.
And I went into the Marine Corps in between college, basically. Like, I went to boot camp after our first year. Mm-hmm. Of college.
Wow. And so thank you. I just right up front, thank you for serving.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. Thank and appreciate all of those men and women in uniform on every level, whether
absolutely,
it's the military
yeah.
or our police or whoever. Yeah. So Elon College, so little side note here. So Don Kernodle, who is my first wrestling mentor, you might say, he and Uncle Ivan Kolov back in the wrestling days. So Don was in Elon College, as it was called back then. I guess Elon University now, right?
Yes.
They moved on up. But Elon College, and of course, he used to rub it in my face because he was an Elon College graduate. Of course, he wrestled amateur wrestling there at Elon. Mm-hmm. And I made the mistake of telling him we came within one game of playing Elon for the national football championship,
wow.
my senior year, and yeah, so he never let me forget that over the entire course of our wrestling career together. Yes, but so Elon College, Elon University.
It was college our freshman year,
yeah. Okay.
And then it changed to Elon University our sophomore
year.
But we were the fighting Christians.
Yeah, we came in as the fighting Christians.
We were the fighting Christians.
Yeah, which they're not known as
now.
Now
they're
right?
The Phoenix.
The Phoenix.
Yeah. Rising from
okay.
the ashes.
That's a whole nother show for that's a whole nother story, I'm sure. The fighting, interesting transition. I'll just leave it right there. Interesting transition.
Absolutely.
But which it seems like a lot of colleges and other teams, sporting teams and everyone, and I guess changing names and doing all that, moving away from what was the original vision for whether it's education or sports or whatever. But so you guys, so you're, Tavia, you're originally from where then?
So I'm actually from Long Island, New York, and then I moved to New Jersey. And most of my life, I grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, you're a charlatan.
I'm a charlatan.
Okay, I am too at this point. I think I've been in the Charlotte community area more than longer than Siberia or anywhere else, or Minnesota or Russia. But so Charlotte, and then Derek, you're originally
from the Washington, D.C. area.
Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Home of the Commanders.
Speaking of name changes, yeah, I'm like, really? I'm like, come on, like for real. But actually, what's funny is Robbie and I, we do some special shows together. We did a special Thanksgiving show, and we talked about a pro wrestler named Wahoo, Chief Wahoo McDaniel. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I wonder if they would have made him change his name today. You know, like, you have to go and say, hey, you can't wear your headdress anymore, right, Wahoo. Right.
You are now Wally.
Yeah.
You're no longer Wahoo.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. So, So you guys meet in college. Yes, and so, sir. And then you go off to boot camp. And now, Derek, did you serve in the military or no?
No. My closest I got was Tavia's experience. Because, I heard all the stories. But then after college, I went and worked in counterterrorism in the Washington, D.C. area. So I went back home and I worked on a CIA FBI contract. So I did a lot of support with the Department of the Army, Department of the Navy, and things of that sort.
Okay, so you still were somewhat, I guess, connected. And wow, that must have been an interesting career.
It was.
Profession.
So my third month in the business, I met George Bush Jr. So I met H.W. And Senator Rockefeller, and just a lot of different, and intense C-SPAN political figures.
Yeah.
And it was an eye-opener. It was an eye-opener to kind of what we see in the movies. It's more than that that's happening out there. Mm. We get an introduction to some of the things that we see in media, but ultimately there are people really defending our country,
right,
against, threats abroad.
Yeah, gets all kinds of things, right? I mean, all kinds of terrorism and everything under the sun, I would imagine. Yes. And so you go to boot camp. Come back to you, Tavia. You go to boot camp, and so how many years did you serve then?
Eight years.
8 years.
Right,
wow.
So 8 years. So I did supply administration and procurement. So right during that time, I was in Operation Iraqi Freedom 1 and 2.
Okay.
So I was also helping to make sure we got all of our gear to our troops on time and that we could track it and ensure they were prepared for what they were facing.
Wow. Did you then have to, so did you made trips overseas as well, or did most of that from here in the States?
So I was able to do most of mine here from the States. My unit was in Iraq and Afghanistan and then in California.
Yeah.
But I mostly supported from either North Carolina or California or Camp Lejeune.
Okay. Wow. That's amazing. I didn't, my dad served in the military. He served in World War II. Mm-hmm. Actually found out only at the latter part of his life that he had liberated a concentration camp. I didn't know that until just months before he passed away at age 92.
Wow.
And he gave me vivid, I mean, it was like, I could just in my mind, I'm watching him and I could just almost like envision he's there.
Right.
As he's describing it to me, he's there. And I'm like, wow. And then he went on to be, I think, an MP in the Korean War as well. And so although I didn't serve, I got to kind of, you might say, vicariously understand what he did and what you've, it sounds like, experienced as well. So, well, okay, so... So let me segue here a little more backstory for our listeners, because prior to coming on air, we were talking about all the different stops you guys had to make along the way prior to coming into the station. So you are not only husband and wife, you have a family.
Absolutely.
Derek, I'll start with you first. Sure.
We have three children.
Okay.
We have a 12-year-old who's Kincaid. Chief of Battle.
Okay.
That's what that means. We have a 10-year-old who's Zoe, which is the life of God. And then the baby is, they say the pandemic babies or whatever, but he was planned.
a product of the pandemic? Is that what I'm hearing? Okay.
But Creed is our youngest, and he's two.
2. And wow. So
never a dull moment.
Never. So from 2 to 12.
Mm-hmm. From 2 to 12. The 12-year-old's playing football. The 10-year-old's she just won, I think,
she's
yesterday.
She's dancing, too.
She's dancing, and then she just won a creative story contest, which was pretty awesome. And then the 2-year-old is, I feel like he's been here before. Just when I felt like we were more equipped to parent, a different kid came. And I was just like, he is just special.
Isn't it amazing how all the different personalities, right, that each child has?
It's uncanny.
Wow. So boy, girl, boy.
Yes.
Okay. And so, Tavia, let me ask you. So you're... I know you were saying, three different stops along the way. Like,
yes.
What'd you say, like middle school, elementary, and then
and daycare.
Wow, that's a pretty good spread. That would keep you guys going.
Absolutely.
Okay. So let me ask you this. So between the two boys, any similarities to the man sitting next to me here, personality-wise?
So... oddly enough, when I was pregnant, we definitely prayed over the kids and we prayed scriptures over them and prayed over the pregnancy. One of Derek's prayers with that was that they would be funny. And they are both hilarious. Even our 2-year-old, when I was pregnant with Kincaid, he's love. Like, Kincaid is 12 and he's a gentle giant, but he is so loving and so generous and thoughtful and compassionate. Even more than me. Like, he says things that make me pause and take a step back. Mm. And then Zoe, she's life. So she is full of life, full of energy, full of just the exuberance of God's spirit. And Creed, when I was pregnant with him, I said, well, what's he going to be like? And God said, laughter. I said, I know those are L's and that sounds cool, but really, what's Creed going to be like? He said, no, laughter. Creed, literally, since he's 1 week old, he would wake up and start laughing.
Wow.
And he is so funny. Yeah. I don't know any 2-year-old. He knows he's funny. he's does
funny
stuff
and he knows
and laughs. Yes. Yeah, so it is nonstop comedy.
Yesterday morning, he figured out the lock on his door. And so he locked us out of his room.
Oh, well, at two.
I said, Creed, did you lock the door? Yes. Okay, so we can't get in. Okay, Daddy. but I need you to unlock the door. Can you unlock the door? Yes. And you hear him fiddling with the door. Did you unlock the door? Yes. Creed, the door's still locked. Okay, Daddy.
Oh, my gosh. That is... So let me ask you guys something. So this is amazing. You're talking about, and if our listeners hadn't already picked up on it, the names... Mm-hmm. There are specific names that obviously sounds like you guys prayed about what their name should be. And then, of course, because every name has a meaning,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
So Derek, let me ask you first. So how important was it to one, you guys prayed about what to name them, and then the name you got and the meaning of it. How important was that to you as a dad?
As a dad, it was, foundational. Because we wanted to establish purpose from day one, before day one. And so, talking to them while they were still in the womb, the misnomer is that you can be anything you want to be. Okay, it sounds good, but we want you to be what God wants you to be. Mm-hmm. We want you to operate in purpose.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his 2 CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net. and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
and then have the wherewithal and the cognizant nature and awareness to be able to repurpose yourself. Because when you fulfilled your purpose, then what, right? Mm-hmm. And so being able to live a life that outlives your life, I think that's one of the things we wanted to instill in all of our children, in whatever their chosen capacity, vocation, field of endeavor. We know that they're the light. They're called to be the salt and the light. And so since we know that, we can better equip them to align with that. And so it's, I mean, Tavia is a phenomenal, phenomenal mother. She shows me things week in, week out. I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'm glad you, because I would have missed it. I would have missed it. And
the importance, the significance of, and I think a woman brings that to element to the marriage, to that relationship, that she's almost like she is our Holy Spirit in a sense.
Yes. Yes.
Tavia's laughing. And I tell them that all the time. Yeah. Derek, I'm your Holy Spirit. That's why God help me. I'm more than just a helpmate. I'm your Holy Spirit. But that all kind of ties together, though,
it
right?
Does.
And
it
so, interesting. So Tavia, let me ask you this. So at what point did you come to faith in following Christ? And was that at a young age? What was that experience like that has laid this foundation for your vision for your family and future?
That's a great question. I know 100% for sure that I was saved by five. I don't remember before five, but at five, I know I was saved and praying. And by the time I was in second or third grade, I was ministering to other kids. And by the time I was in high school, I remember they had a program called First Priority. So you could go to high school early that morning, like at 6:20, and there was a volunteer organization that would come and have a service that was 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And one day, the leaders of First Priority said, "You're up next week." I'm sorry. I just come. What do you mean? I'm up?
Just a participant here. I'm not here to lead.
What do you mean I'm up? So having no knowledge of what to do, I go home and I say, "Lord, what do you want me to tell the people? Tell the high school kids, my peers." And he said, "Tell them what salvation really is and that it's not about their works. It's not about, was I a good person? Tell them that they have to truly believe in me and give their heart to me." And so I spoke for 10 minutes and the room was in tears. Like all the people that usually help and stand on the wall were activated and they were going to help the kids and pray with the kids and minister to the kids. And I just saw God's hand start to move so quickly. And I would hear God's voice. And I didn't know, that trial and error period of, oh, that was the Lord that told me to do that today. Then I started to learn his voice as well.
Wow, that's amazing. So, Derek, I'm going to come back to you.
Yes.
That's an amazing story right there. I mean, so, wow. So you meet this woman of God, Derek, in college.
In college.
Right? So you meet this woman of God. Was it the... Did you sense that from day one in her, or did over time you begin to understand, wow, this is a woman of deep faith? And I mean, anyone listening right now can pick up that Tavia is a woman.
To that point, I don't think I had really ever seen virtue modeled.
Mm.
It sounded good. It read well, but I hadn't seen virtue modeled. And as we grew and as we developed and as she grew and as she developed and learned more and dug deeper into the things of God, it was like, this is my wife. Mm-hmm. I can't run from this anymore. I'm one of the, be young, have fun. I'd grown up in church. My grandmother had this national program called the Bible Readathon.
A praying grandma.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay, come on.
And so it started there. And I was, vice president of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Because I played football all the way up through into college.
What position did you play?
So in high school, I was more of a wide receiver corner, and then had a really, really bad injury and lost a step as far as my 40 time. Mm. But I always loved to hit, and so I moved to free safety and strong safety
Okay.
To deliver,
deliver
God's
a blow.
Hand.
I was at the brunt of a few of your blows. Well, not yours specifically, but that strong safety and occasionally free safety. Al Strandberg comes to mind. Anyway, So anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt that.
No problem.
I love football. So continue with
sure.
your story.
So we met visiting Elon as high school seniors on the same weekend. So they had a experience where you would go stay with a student that went to this to the university to get an inside feel of how everything works. I had already gone on football visits to Elon, but this one I was going to stay with just a normal student. And so I stayed with a student, and Tavio came, and she stayed with a student. The folks we stayed with were a part of the gospel choir. And so the gospel choir concert was Sunday at the end of that weekend.
Okay.
And they went on stage to go get ready for the show. So we were with them staying for the weekend, so we went early. And we ended up, okay, well, there's a whole auditorium and there's no one here yet. Let's sit down, you know, and have a conversation, I guess, you know, just pass the time.
Wow.
And that conversation led to this moment.
fast forward how many years later? How many years have you been together now?
I've known her longer than I've not known her in my life. I think we've known each other for 23 years.
Wow.
We've been married for 16.
Wow. Well, congratulations on that. And 16 years of marriage, 3 kids later, sounds like you are and the word that came to mind, Derek, when you were speaking earlier about your children and just love your hearts, both of you. I just love your hearts and just felt a connection. I'll talk in a minute about how we even met.
Definitely.
And the word legacy came to mind, that what you guys are raising up. I mean, from the naming of your children being important to you and significant and their meanings to the prayers over them, the scriptures, just all that you're doing, man. It's just I can't wait to see who your children become. That's amazing. Right. So we met. Let me transition here, because I want to get to this as well. You got a box sitting in front of you, box filled with goodies sitting in front of you there, and so you're not. You're not in D.C. any longer. You're not a part of that profession and that career.
No, sir.
You're not in the military any longer. We meet a while back at a celebrity golf tournament, golf tournament, and you put something in my hands that was quite tasty, and that was some popcorn. But so. Tell us about what you guys are, in addition to raising children and having a thriving marriage, what you guys are doing now.
So we are the co-owners, Tavia and myself, of Taste Buds Popcorn Concord in Concord, North Carolina. We ship nationally. It's been a year and about 5 months at this time of this airing. And in that short amount of time, we were... the new business of the year for Cabarrus County. We support and provide popcorn for the Carolina Panthers for their home games in the all-inclusive suites, for the Charlotte Football Club in the all-inclusive suites. We've done several celebrity-based events at this point and, you know, supported a lot of different Fortune 500 companies as far as their needs. But the cool part is we do over 200 flavors of popcorn. So yeah,
wow! When you first told me that, I was like, "Wait, what? No, like what? Like over 200? I can't." Yeah, that's creativity right there. Now, is Tavia responsible for all that creativity and all the flavors?
He's actually the super, super duper creative one.
Okay.
So some of the flavors were already made, and then some of them every day were like, hey, what about this? What about this? What about hot Cheetos? What about, you know, natural hot chicken? What about apple pie? So we're always thinking of new things.
Wow. Okay. So she named off some of the flavors. What are... like some of the other flavors. Inspired you to get into this?
So I think the pandemic gave everyone a little bit more time to think because we weren't ripping and
get
racing.
Get creative.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, in our conversations, you know, the idea had always been present for us to build business together. And we had done leadership development together. We had done some business coaching together. We had done different things. Tavia is also a makeup artist. on top of everything we're going to discuss today. But it was something we could do together. And
that's awesome.
So, and we wanted something the family could get excited about and just like, you know, not something stodgy like, I'm going to go sit in the store and go sell widgets with Dad, you know.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you bring colorful popcorn anywhere, the room lights up. So
that's amazing.
So, yeah, we brought some cool things for you here today.
What are some of the flavors you brought
today?
Yeah,
so we got Carolina Mix, which is going to be our caramel cheddar blend. We brought you Cotton Candy Swirl. So we got a cotton candy. We have Sour Bunch, which is our take on Sour Patch Kids. It uses the same mixture to mix Sour Patch Kids there. We got a root beer, which is made out of A&W.
Oh, man, my A&W root beer floats were my favorite back in the day.
There it is, right there on popcorn form. And
golly.
Then got a caramel apple right there.
Robbie, my man Robbie Dillmore there.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. I got a banana pudding for you. And the banana pudding has Nilla wafers in there. So
are you serious?
It's gourmet popcorn. So, you know, some folks are, you know, just content with microwaving some stuff and having it available and everything, but we bring it to another level. We bring it to the next level with all fresh ingredients. We import like vanilla from Madagascar, sea salt from England. It's a one of a kind experience.
Well, I think only folks in the South might know this one, cherry lemon sundrop. I'm thinking, Robbie, what do you think, Robbie?
Yes, sir.
Cherry lemon sundrop, only in the South. Like people are like, what? You drink what? But that's a soft drink for those of you, or as we used to say in Minnesota, pop. That's
pop. Yeah.
Hey, go get me a can of pop. Right? Red velvet, as in red velvet cake?
Yeah, yes. Red velvet cake.
My gosh.
Cake batter, watermelon.
Watermelon, yeah. Cake batter.
So we brought some for the folks at the studio and the station today.
That is amazing.
This is one of our seasonal ones here. This is a pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding? All right. So where can people give me a website, give me information.
Sure.
Where can people find out more about Taste Buds?
So you can find out about Taste Buds at www.tastebudsconcord.com. And we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Just look up Taste Buds Popcorn Concord. You have to make sure you add the Concord.
Guys, again, I just love your heart. Derek and Tavia Jackson, Taste Buds Concord. So great to have you on the Man Up Show today.
Hey, thank you,
thank
Nikita.
Thank you so much for having us.
And thank you. Hey, check out their website and be sure to tune in again for another great episode. You never know who you're going to hear from or who I'm going to interview on the Man Up Show with Nikita Koloff. God bless you guys today.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one. Hi, Nikita Koloff, and I am excited to announce that I will be hosting my first ever Holy Land Tour. That's right, a trip to the Holy Land with the Russian Nightmare. And I am extending a personal invitation to you to join me December 27th, 2023 for a once-in-a-lifetime trip. Go to biblical-journeys.com for more information.
This is the Truth Network.